Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Phenomenal woman, cry, bring life. Today, we'll be talking about phenomenal women who play part in nursing. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we are asking for your guidance, your Holy Spirit, to help us relate information that might be helpful to others as they look at the women in their life that played an important part in nursing them. Be with us as we do this. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right. What is a woman that makes a what is in a woman that makes a woman unique to all creature creation? Why does a woman exist where these questions come? In the sight of the Creator, she is the ultimate source of life, the life giver. She is the one that Elohim chose to bring life into existence, human life into existence on the earth. A woman is chosen to be the vessel that brings life by the Creator, knitting life into her womb, and she carries it for 9 months. That is one way that makes her the unique phenomenal woman. Women carry our lifeline for the future. Babies are born a woman that God puts in that woman so that that child can be nurtured for 9 months and then being born. However, nurses in our lives help to bring life in many instances into the world, or they nurture life after it comes into the world. In my experience, nurses have played a very important part in my life, and many of them were there when I had my children, or if I had problems as a result of having my children, they were there to encourage me and nurture me. I had first child was born with an illness of some sort, which I never knew what it was because they declared it as crib death. However, he died in the hospital. And the night before he died, he was born one day, and that night, a nurse brought him to me and let me hold him for a while. I know now that that nurse knew that he was passing. I did not know it at the time, but I knew that he had some problems and they had told me about. Well, the next day, that evening, and it just happens to be on a Mother's Day, the doctor, the pediatrician came in, and he had a nurse with him. And he began to tell me about my son's passing. But the nurse who stood there beside him, tears running down her cheek, knowing that he should have waited till a family member should have been there, and that a family member should have been there. But she showed me that she cared, and she came back to the room to comfort me after the doctor left. These are the things that I know that makes good nurses, and that they are phenomenal women or men, but mostly women. Those are the ones that when I grew up that I came in contact with and later on in life too. However, the concept of womanhood is deeply rooted in various cultural, social, and biological facts. From a biological perspective, women possess unique reproductive abilities, as I mentioned before, bearers of life, and having the capacity to care and nurture a developing fetus within their womb. The biological aspect often plays a significant role in defining the uniqueness of women compared to other genders. Maya Angelou believed that each of us comes from the Creator, trailing whiffs of glory. And I thought that was profound in that she recognized the Creator in doing that to human beings. Now, as women, we should live our lives fully filled with joy and truth and friendships of love. We should give life your all and all. Many women have labored hard to stand up for the rights of women all around the world, and it has been difficult. Nurses have stood up for as well. I want to share those who make a difference in places in our communities. Women who are nurses who help the patient in special ways. Years ago, there was a nurse that everybody in the community recognized as for her nursing ability. She not only worked at the hospital, she would work in the community, sharing different skills that she had with neighbors and friends. I remember her going to homes, checking people's blood pressure, making sure that they had the right nourishments for their body, reminding them of their diets that they should follow so that their pressure would not go up. She also went to homes applying bandages and things for places they might have had from operations or from being hurt. She would help them in changing their bandages, showing them the proper way so that they could do it later. She would work more out of the hospital than she did in the hospital. And I have to say that they called her Nurse Tumor. That was her real name. She was a very short woman. She always came ready to work. I'll never forget the times that she told me different things about what she did and how that she helped patients. And how back at that time when she was a nurse, the hospitals were not integrated. They were separate. And she worked naturally at the African American hospital. Moving on, I want to turn to some important nurses, African American nurses, that affected many people in their lives. One was Mary Mahoney. Mary Mahoney was a trained nurse in the United States. She graduated from the New England Hospital for Women. She dedicated her career to advocating for racial equality in nursing and improving health care of African Americans. I mention her because today there are other nursing programs, but the one nursing program that stands out to me is the Winston-Salem Nursing Program. We have several of those nurses in my community, and they are outstanding nurses. The next person I would like to mention is Estelle. She was an educator, a pioneering nurse and educator, and advocated for racial equality in healthcare. She was the first African-American woman to earn a master's degree in nurses education from Teachers College, Columbia University. She worked tirelessly to address racial disparities in healthcare and improve access to nursing education for Black students. And as I mentioned, Winston-Salem Teachers about College, their nursing program, there are several women in my community, and they do outstanding work, and I will mention them later on. And I'm mentioning these nurses because we don't hear of these nurses and what they've done to help, especially African American communities. This one is Mabel Stolpers. Mabel Stolpers was a nurse and healthcare advocate who played a significant role in desegregating the United States military nursing corps during World War II. As the executive secretary of the National Association of Colored Graduate Nurses, she campaigned for equal opportunities for Black nurses and helped integrate nursing organizations. You see, not just at home, but in the military as well. The next one I would like to mention is Ada Bell Samuels Thomas. She was a pioneering nurse and educator. Hold on. All right, going back to Ada Bell Samuels Thomas. She was a pioneering nurse and educator who founded the National Association of Colored Graduate Nurses in 1908. She advocated for the professional advancement of Black nurses and worked to eliminate racial discrimination in nursing education and practice. All right, the next and last nurse I would like to mention is Brigadier General Hazel Winford Johnson Brown. Hazel Brown was a trailblazing nurse and military officer who became the first African-American woman to achieve the rank of Brigadier General in the U.S. Army. She served as the chief of the Army Nurse Corps and played a vital role in advancing nursing education and healthcare delivery in the military. These remarkable individuals broke barriers, fought against discrimination, and paved generations of Black nurses in the South and beyond. Their legacies continue to inspire, empower nurses to advocate for equality, diversity, and excellence in healthcare. Now to go to the nurses of today and what they do. I've been very fortunate to be in a community where there are outstanding nurses. These nurses have brought to our community many advances that we would not have known of before their coming. One nurse that I'm making reference to, and I'll call her name, is Glenda Sims, Dr. Glenda Sims. She has a doctorate in nursing, and she shares it all over the community and the state, as well as the nation. What she has done for our community, she brought forth years ago the community health fair. It is now called Community Health Advocacy for the Community. I'll get it right later, but it's the letters for it is CHAD, CHAD. She started this over 20 years ago, and it included doctors and nurses from who devoted their time to and the like, teachers and the like. Many people found out they had problems in those areas as a result of that health care. They also gave a meal at the end of a healthy meal, and it just made the community more aware of the health needs that they had needed. And it brought others from other communities there too as well. She also made, during the year, different workshops on nutrition and health care that we needed in our community. She had diabetes clinics set up at the church that would do diabetes work every other month with members and friends and community people. She has made herself a legend in the community because she has made that program grow and grow and grow and help people from different health departments in the community will come out and set up, information out. And it was just remarkable what that fair has done for our community. She also taught nursing at the college, USC Upstate, for many years. And since she's retired, is doing setting up health nursing programs at other colleges in the state. She has also been made our congregational nurse at our church, and I think she brings to that position information that really helped us pandemic. She was able to keep our church on track, intact, and on track with the information. Another nurse that has, and by the way, she came out of Winston-Salem State and has gone on, as I said, to get her PhD in nursing. The next one I want to mention is one who served in the military as a nurse. She also finished from Winston-Salem State. I'm giving them kudos because they deserve them for these two fine young ladies who have come and helped our community in ways they have helped. Now, this nurse, Shirley Wright, She has worked with little children, been working in a clinic that helped babies and children at night. She volunteers to help seniors at the church now with healthy lunch and play activities, making them feel welcome as well as helping them to develop skills in puzzles and drawings and coloring and the like, and eating a healthy meal every week. Nurses have helped make Black African American families more knowledgeable of their condition and help them to serve them in a mighty way. Many women have labored hard, but these women that I mentioned labored hard to stand up for the rights of women in healthcare all around the world. And it has been difficult to share that those who have made these differences in places in our communities, because they are not outstanding as they do work that phenomenal women. They stand up. They don't sit back and wait for a problem to appear. They take care of it. They organize, like I said, different health programs on different health topics with doctors to the community. And one other nurse that I will mention, who helps with the sickle cell patients. She is over the sickle cell anemia program for the county, Spumber County, and she goes out of her way to help those patients. She gives them transportation. She provides clothing and food when needed so that they can develop properly or better. She knows the families. And when she has the fundraiser for sickle cell anemia, many people come out because of the help that she's given in the community. She also is a nurse, like I said, and she has found her place with sickle cell anemia. And that group is a standing group that helps those people who have the condition, the trait, or have the condition care they need. Now, you might have an idea of someone in your community that you would want to share something about. If so, you will not be able to call in because this program is being taped. But I did have someone listening to me while I talked, and they wish to share something about the nurses in their life, in his life. Yes?
Oh, good
evening. I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you.
Why, I had it on mute.
Oh, okay.
Well, good evening. I want to mention a couple nurses. One of them is on this radio station. As she was talking, I thought about our parish nurse who she has a program that comes on after Phenomena Lady does. And she is a community focused, I call it faith community now. She was talking about the lady that started the program and that they were going out in the community as well. That's number one. Number two, having been one of the person that received the health care, there was a couple of nurses whenever I was electrocuted and had to have an amputation. I was in a hospital in Durham, North Carolina, Duke. They made my day. They made me feel like I was still somebody that was worth or something. And one of them, she was the head nurse. Well, I think both of them were head nurses, but one of them came on at nighttime. And they helped me, because at that time I was 16. And my whole self-worth, they understood what I was going through, and they began to work to help me to restore and not lose what I was and who I, at that point, we can say who I am, and that I still had something to contribute to society. And that went above and beyond their medical. They met me at my knee, and they helped me to get through it. And, you know, we look around us, we see that there are a lot of people that touched us in a special way. And I like to, growing up in the South, we didn't have a lot of professional medical trained people, but I have to mention to my grandmama and her friends, they understood the herbs. They could go out in the woods and find herbs and to give to us to heal us from our, whether it was an internal problem or external problem. So nurses has been a significant part of the health, so-called health delivery system in our community. And that's one of my contributions to this program this day. And I just thank the host for giving me an opportunity. And I want to thank you for listening.
Thank you. I am appreciative of your comments that you made. It helped me to recall some situations with healthcare that has made a difference in my life. Situation that I had happen in my life is that my one child had a birth defect. And it was a bet that would make for a problem with kidneys that caused him to have a kidney transplant. And the nurses that worked with him throughout this process helped him a lot. But before he had to had gotten to the point where he needed a kidney transplant, they had a program in Charlotte that I went to, and they were volunteered to be bone marrow donors. And a friend of mine had a daughter who had leukemia. And one day I was talking to her, and she shared the need for Black African Americans to donate bone marrow. And so when I went to this affair where they were asking for donors, I signed up. Well, a few years later, called and told I was a match for someone who needed bone marrow. And I told them I would do it. Well, my son and other and daughters got real upset with me because I chose to donate bone marrow. And they said, why did you do this? I said, well, when I signed up, I made the commitment to do it. Not after they called me, but before then when I signed up. Because I felt it was a need, because someone, the girl had told me how bad they needed volunteers. And as a tribute to her, that's why I said I would donate. And I did. And I had to go through some things to donate blood. They had to take blood out. So nurses had to help me with that because I was sort of timid when it came to taking that blood out. Well, they helped me, encouraged me each time that I had to go, which was the three times, three different weeks, and I did it. But I said this because my son had to have a kidney, and they had seen the need for bone marrow and how I had volunteered. They accepted, he accepted that he had to have a bone, kidney in a way that I think was made possible that he would do it, you know, comfortably because of the process I had with the bone marrow. And then my daughter, who became was a match to him, donated it, her kidney to him. And the help, that encouragement of nurses to her for that process. However, a few years later, because of complications, he had to give up that kidney because it was not working to do what he needed done in his body. With the encouragement of many nurses who talked to him about it, he was able to endure dialysis again and wait for another kidney. And he finally got that other kidney, and he has been well for at least 10 years since that time and lives a normal, healthy life. You know, it encourages me to know that we have the opportunities now that many years ago we did not have. I'm just encouraged by it, and I'm encouraged by those nurses who made the way for other nurses to be successful. Also, I wanted to mention about, excuse me, my mind. It just left my mind. Anyway, there also was a time when nurses were important to my children's father, who was a paraplegic and was in the hospital, in a veterans hospital in Georgia. The nurses were very friendly to him, and so he was able to accept his condition while he was there until he passed because of good nurses. I don't remember their names at this time, but there were many that helped him be comfortable there for about 2 years. And they took real good care, along with the doctors, one specifically who encouraged him to hang in there
with his condition. He was paraplegic, and he was not able to get out of bed for 2 years before he passed. Case was, when I saw him after he was injured in the hospital, Veterans Hospital in Virginia, adjusting to being a paraplegic, the nurses there helped him tremendously in getting adjusted to his condition. There were other times too when nurses were important. When I was a little girl, I never forget the nurses would give us shots of vaccinations at the school. They came to the school and we got all the vaccinations there. And they, a way was made to help the community with these nurses. They were phenomenal women. They just were. And they continue to be. They continue to be. Also, I'm reminded of the opportunities that children have to go into nursing. Like I said, Winston-Salem State turned out two great nurses that I know about, and I know there are many, many more. Our children need to know that there is a place for them in the nursing program so that they can bring to the communities the kind of care that has been given through the years. I notice now I see a nurse in my sorority, but I don't know whether they are able to, well, some of them are. They work with the health fair that we have every year. They've taken up the banner from Dr. Sims and developing that fair so that it serves a wider community, not just our community on our side of town, but the other side of town, so that people could get the health care they need. We're coming along with it, but there's still plenty of room that we have for people to come along. And I hear from men, I was glad that a man spoke up about his time with nurses and the care they had given him, that the condition that men are in now, prostate problems, especially for black men, that they will begin to get more help with that because some are dying because of prostate problems. I want to thank God for the nurses that have been in my life and the nurses that are in my community who help make life better for many. If not any more questions, I want to give thanks to the Lord, your God, for the information that was shared, that was given to me to share. And I hope that this broadcast will help others to be the nurse that we have had in the past. Dear Lord, I thank you for this. I thank you for life, health, and strength. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.